enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore.
Hey, students. Have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, At the Best University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit atthebaskeu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.
Face of an angel, voice of a god.
Hey, all you Tiny Horse fans, want to hear your favorite indie rock band in a way you've never heard them before? Come out on October 4th to the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts to hear Tiny Horse perform in an acoustically engineered space. Friday nights in the Recital Hall concerts are all ages and licensed. Tickets are $20 each, and they're going fast. Check out queensu.ca, the Isabel, for details.
From the New York Underground to Kingston's Grand Theater, Grand On Stage presents the Hot Sardines.
By me, Mr. Shane, please let me explain.
Performing songs from their latest album, C'est la Vie, a bilingual blend of original jazz songs and timeless standards. The Hot Sardines, Friday, October 4th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for the Hot Sardines and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Say the same thing.
Hey, hey, good morning. Welcome to the Monday Morning Mixtape, or if you've been here before, welcome back. I am your host, Jesse Bell, and you heard Waxahachie with Ice Cold kicking off the top of the hour. And folks, I must admit, the episode today is going to start a bit more somber than it normally does, because you may or may not be aware that we experienced a tragedy here in the city of Kingston late last week leading into the weekend, as three lives were forever altered on Montreal Street near the Integrated Care Hub. There's been a lot of information and misinformation coming out in the wake of this tragedy. What we know for certain is that a local man has been charged with assault and second-degree homicide in two cases, so three total victims, two of whom have unfortunately passed, and a third that is in critical condition. And, of course, Brian Patterson, the mayor of Kingston, who has held a grudge against the Integrated Care Hub since its opening, has taken the opportunity to paint this tragedy as something that is an offshoot of both the Bell Park encampment and the Integrated Care Hub's mere existence, which it is not. It took place in the area, but the individual in question was not a resident of the encampment. He was not a resident of the Integrated Care Hub. He was somebody who lived in an apartment on Montreal Street, an area here in the city of Kingston that has been historically underfunded and oftentimes does have problems related to a lack of accessible and, well, equitable services within the Kingston community. So it's very unfortunate that this is the latest attempt to demonize an important social service that is actively saving lives by a mayor who has a proven track record of catering more so to the interests of the developers and the aristocratic and, let's say, entrepreneurial driven members of the Kingston community, and paying little mind to anybody that does not fit within that narrow definition of developer or richer than God with more money than sin. I'm going to put this in a very plain-spoken and straightforward way. Closing the Integrated Care Hub is not going to save lives. It is going to endanger lives. It is going to endanger the community. It is going to ruin lives, because what the Integrated Care Hub is right now one of the only, if not the only, lifelines in the city of Kingston for people that are dealing with addictions. And addictions are not something that occur in a vacuum. They are part of a broader spectrum of personal, mental, and physical health issues. And removing something like the Integrated Care Hub at a time when opioids, fentanyl are ravaging Canadians, people in Kingston, people abroad, people across the country, is so short-sighted and so personally irresponsible, it borders on, like, sinful. I think the mayor should be ashamed of himself for this approach. I think it is one of the more disgusting pieces of PR statement that's been put out by the city in a very long time. And I will just say, shame on you, Brian Patterson. Shame on you. I don't care if I get flack for this, because it needs to be said. The Integrated Care Hub is an integral part of our community, and it is protecting people, some of them the most vulnerable in this community, as they battle, not just to get clean, but in some cases just to make it day to day. So support the Integrated Care Hub. Pay no mind to Brian Patterson, who is, once again, doing this likely so he can get some sweet prime development land for his multi-millionaire buddies that he seems more than happy to cater to. Well, people in his community, people he is, at least theoretically, dedicated to improving the material conditions of, continue to suffer. And now, for no reason whatsoever, here's the Dead Kennedys with Kill the Poor.
If patience in progress is ours once more, now that we have the neutron bomb, it's nice and quick and clean and gets things done. Away with the sense and know me, but no less valued a property. The sense in war, but perfect sense. We'll be right back.
Each generation makes its own apology.
You'll see me! You'll see me! You'll see me! You'll see me! with the ghost of Tom Jones.
Good shot, man. on Saturday, September 21st, two perennial powerhouse programs in the OUA will go toe-to-toe at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Your Queens Gaels will host the Guelph Griffins. Last year, the Gaels and the Griffins waged war in a classic contest that went down to the wire. Can the Griffins get their revenge, or will the Gaels stay golden at Richardson Stadium? There's only one way to find out, and that's to tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Join us for our pregame show at 2:45 p.m. Kickoff is scheduled for 3. Trust me, folks, you don't want to miss this one.
I don't know about you, but I at least feel a little bit better now. I'm ready to be normal. I'm ready to be normal for the rest of the episode. That was Lies by Billy Talent. Prior to that, we had Hey Man, Nice Shot by Filter about corrupt Republican politician R. Bud Grant. We had The Ghost of Tom Joad, a cover of a Bruce Springsteen song by Rage Against the Machine. Prior to that, we had Vampire Weekend with Gen X Cops. And we kicked it all off with The Dead Kennedys and Kill the Poor. Identify the theme to the first half of today's show. Yeah, probably not a difficult one, especially if you heard what I would describe, I think, accurately as a tirade. But we are now moving into the second part of the show. I had to get that off my chest, you know. Radio is, yes, a great avenue for free speech and a great avenue for expression. So we've got a little bit of catharsis now. Feel a little bit better. So let's talk about what I did on Saturday. because you know me, it's football season. This is right up my alley. So I had a great Saturday. I was up in Ottawa calling the GGs and Gales football game. It was hotter than sin there. I think the thermometer said it was like 28, but it was intense sunlight right next to the highway. Their field is just like, it's like a sheet of, what is it? Tin foil. So everything was just magnified. They have these like aluminum bleachers that were clearly just soaking up all the heat. They had our tent on top of a press booth. It was a clear see-through tent, so we were in the direct sunlight, which was wreaking havoc on our equipment. It was a little bit shambolic, but the Ottawa staff were very nice. And the Gales, well, they dominated. It was never closer than, I think, 10 points. So they had a double-digit lead all game long. There were a lot of really cool parts of it, but I think the biggest play of the game, and one that is electrified kind of Ontario football, is a kick return by Ian St. Arnaud. And I've been crunching the numbers, and I've not seen anybody else who has had a more productive week on special teams in like organized football history than Ian St. Arnaud, who over the course of 7 days from September 7th to September 14th had 14 punt returns for 519 yards and 3 touchdowns, including 3 returns of 115 plus yards. This is like truly unprecedented stuff. It is wild. It is crazy. And it was the play of the day and so exciting to be a part of that. You know what? Go ahead. I'll give you a little teaser of what it was like witnessing that live.
But it's going to be wide, and here we go. One of the most explosive playmakers in the OUA, Ian St. Arnaud, taking this one. He is making a couple men miss. He is still up on his feet. If he's going to get this done, he's got a lot of work to do. He's breaking down the right-hand side of the field. He's got one man to beat. He cuts it in. He cuts it back. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
he did it again.
That's it for your Gales. 3 in a row.
I have never in my life seen someone like this. Lightning has struck a third time in 2 weeks.
And there you have it. A very exciting play. We had a great time at the game. The Gales won 48-20. I mean, they absolutely whomped the Ottawa GGs. Their 8th consecutive win against Ottawa. Their 500th in program history. It was a wonderful day. The atmosphere, the energy was high afterwards, but they've got a huge game this coming Saturday against Guelph. Both teams are 3-1. Whoever wins that one is going to get themselves into prime playoff position. And I'll put it to you this way, if the Gales beat Guelph, they are guaranteed 5 wins on the season because they will beat Waterloo at homecoming. They'll end up 5-3. If they beat Guelph and Western, who we saw lose to Laurier by 2 touchdowns, the Gales end up in 2nd place in the province and in the driver's seat, deciding their own fate. So having home playoff games, a lot of work to do. Guelph is great, but I think the Gales will get the edge in that game. It's just a matter of, can they get past Laurier? Can they get past Western to vault into one of those top 2 playoff positions? Because 2 home games at Richardson, that would be fantastic, both for my wallet, but also for the atmosphere alone. Okay, let's get back to it. Coming up next, we have Mac DeMarco with Heart to Heart.
Heart to heart.
heart to heart. Heart to heart. Heart to heart. Heart to heart. No, it seems so quick and easy. Sentimentally assumed. Walking parallels. Heart to heart. To all the days we were together. All the time we played a part in each other's lives. Heart to heart. 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 Heart to heart.
Well, 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 well.
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
She looked this way. Don't
And welcome back. Just a quick little music block there as we are almost out of time on today's Monday morning mixtape. We started off our music block with Mac DeMarco and Heart to Heart. We had new Biba Doobie with Girl Song. You heard from Veronica Lewis with Let Them Go. And you just heard Nervous Talk with Nothing to Say. And I always love when a band that has a name like that has a single that kind of goes with the theme. Like, oh, Nervous Talk. What should we call our single? Nothing to Say. Okay, that's like band synergy right there. So I'm always appreciative of that. Except for like the one time I can remember for certain that didn't work is The Clash had a song called We Are The Clash, which was kind of like meant to be a rallying cry for their fans. Mind you, this is in the era when most of the original band members had left and they were despised. But, you know, still, not a great synergistic thing where it's like, maybe if they had called their song something like, oh, Battle of Brixton. There you go, The Clash, Battle. That's synergy. That would have worked. But We Are The Clash, not so much. Pretty bad. Pretty bad. One more note on The Clash. And yes, I do need to play more of The Clash on this program. That's something we will rectify in future episodes, I hope. But the album that We Are The Clash comes from is one of the most infamous flop albums of all time. In fact, it helped to inspire the shark sandwich joke from This Is Spinal Tap, which, you know, I can't do the rest of that punchline on the air, but go watch it. You'll see what I mean. Because titling your album Cut the Crap, especially when it is an album that is mostly quite crappy, you know, it was a critical field day. That's all I'll say. They gave them a lot more ammunition than they needed. All right, that's it for me, folks. This is Jesse Bell signing off and signing out, wishing you all nothing but the best. Of course, stay tuned. We've got a great, hot and fresh edition of the Monday Indie Wake Up Call hosted by Marika coming up for you immediately after this program. We got lots of great stuff on today. Earworm at 1, Dark Glasses at 2, No Static at 6. What more could you ask for? It's a pretty fantastic lineup on Mondays. I'm going to play you out with some CanCon and some City Pop, of course. Look, I am who I am, said Popeye the Sailor Man, and then later, much later, paraphrased by Jesse. So I'm going to do what I got to do. And you know what? We started the episode off so kind of like hot and angry that I just kind of want to end on more low-key, kind of laid-back stuff, really great tracks, and like one that I just love. So we're going to do Vaughn with Ordinary Games, and we're going to do Junko Yagami to finish us out here. So here we go. This is Vaughn with Ordinary Games, and this has been my time. All right, folks, Jesse signing off from CFRC 101.9 FM.
Slow down. spend.